Okay, so this buddy that I've talked about for several weeks, we're working, serious business guy. We're working together on several different things, including, I did, you know, mentoring and managing and sponsoring potentially pro skaters. You know, kind of doing our own scouting, I suppose, as it were. And all we're doing is just looking at the people around us. You know, that's pretty much it. Taiwan's an easy market because there's so many small town politics and there's such a small way of thinking. We go in with what we call normal thinking and it's bigger than theirs. It's just, it's utterly amazing. It's making an amazing, powerful difference because these are pretty cool, talented people who have their lives together, kind of. And so we're working with people and dealing with people. And as that we go in that process, you know, I was dealing with someone who's a fully grown adult, past middle age, and, you know, that I'm trying to do work, get stuff done earlier today, and that person gives me a call, and you know, Jesse, someone's hurting me. I'm like, all right, you think this is assault? So it's like. Because I know these people, and I know the crying wolf game, and I know the feel sorry for myself game, and I know the self-absorbed 13-year-old daughter who just is convinced that the whole world is mean to her. You know, I go back to you know, the father that pulled out his daughter's laptop and shot it with a pistol. You know, child protective services went and investigated the family and found nothing wrong. He felt bad for embarrassing his daughter, but she, you know, the girl needed that as a lesson. I think even, you know, Babyface Gonzalez from the Clinton era, who now works at ABC, what's his name? I don't know what his name is. He probably does. Anyhow, I mean, he even loved the story. I mean, you know, parents need to tell their kids no. And here you've got a fully grown adult past middle ages who's crying like this. I was hurt. I was like, this person is not a physically violent person you're accusing of assaulting you. But I was pressed to the floor. Okay, were you trying to attack him? Okay. You know, it's just like, no, he's trying to restrain you because you are at risk of injuring him, which could lead you to getting assault charges. So the police showed up and I gave him the same advice that other people did. I said, no, you know, and nothing happened because nothing happened. You know, police showed up and left and that was the end of it because nothing happened. But we had a talk. I said, okay, well, both of you need to talk nicer. But I said, you, like, this person has taken the entire afternoon from not only this man, but also from me. And that's why I'm doing this late into the night, because this person is talking about how everyone else victimizes this person and everyone does it wrong to this person. And this person talking about what everyone does bad to me. It's like, okay, well, that guy's got to get paid and he didn't get paid. And this person needs to have a sit down one-on-one talk and that didn't happen. And this other person needed to be informed about a schedule change that was caused because you didn't follow your own schedule that we all made with you, and you made a conflict. You created a conflict for yourself. And so now we've got to go change everybody else's schedule because you can't remember what you're doing and you're a fully grown adult. And now we're all the ones being mean to you, and no, you need to say to your friend, go away, do your work, pay people, talk to people, get people their schedule notification changes they need, go do the office work so other people are okay. All the cruel things that the whole world is victimizing me with can wait because I'm going to put other people first. That is the hard truth that I myself had to go through in order to walk out of depression. And I think I've talked about this maybe 2 or 3 years ago, that it's so hard It's so, because you paint yourself as the victim. Look, there are domestic violence cases. There are people that get abused. But there are a lot of people who cry wolf. And that creates a problem for the people that really are abused. And I think that the biggest abuse is neglect. This person's problem is not the friend who's been so patient that took time to go over to talk to this person, that then this person attacked, and then the friend had to restrain and pin to the ground until this person calmed down. That other person is not the enemy. The enemy are the parents who refuse to raise this person into a proper adult. That's who the enemy is. And I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at so many people in so many places who don't have their lives together because their parents didn't put their own lives together and refused to put their children's lives together. Too much help here, not enough guidance there, having it all out of whack, not willing to learn. The people that need to learn the most are the ones that want to learn least. And I'm very upset about this. So anyhow, we dealt with that issue. I said, I'm sorry, you got to fire the person. Firing people can be helpful. That person, you know, if someone's repelling you, then teach them a lesson by being repelled. Don't lecture them. Just, okay, you're being rude to me. I'm going to act like you're being rude to me and go somewhere else. Very simple. Okay. You know, it's maybe not always be patient with people some, but like JP always says, don't let your children do things that you don't like other people doing. So that's Jordan Peterson, for those of you in Reed Rapids. So, pardon me, I'm having a Marco Rubio moment where I'm going to have to take a drink pardon my French. This is a Taiwanese sports drink. It's actually quite amazing. It's got good germs inside of it and everything. So I'm looking at this whole situation, and it's like I've got another buddy whose father happens to be a local legislator. And it's like the kid was skating, you know, because you scrape your skateboard on your shoes when you skate. That's the idea, because you lift it up. It's called ollieing. And so he killed his shoelaces because the part of the shoe he happened to scrape one time was his shoelace. This happens. It's a thing. Well, he's running around wearing a shoe without a shoelace. Now, his dad's a legislator. They've got money to buy a kid new shoelaces. He goes, no, I can't get new shoelaces because I don't have money yet. I'll get my allowance next week. So I'm going to go with without a shoelace for a week. I was like, can't you get a shoelace? No, it's fine. So I'm talking to my buddy about this kid. My buddy says, what? The kid's dad is a legislator and can't afford to buy him a new shoelace? I said, there's a reason why this kid isn't messed up. There's a reason why this kid is level-headed and has his life together. It's because his parents won't give him any extra money before his allowance time, no matter what. They won't let him stay out on the street cold, but this is your money. You're going to have to make it work. If your shoelaces are gone, then your shoelaces are gone. We love you. You come home, it's time for dinner. And you're going to be walking home without a shoelace because that's what life is. His parents, like, there's a reason this kid isn't jacked up. The guy goes, okay. I'm like, if you start giving him free stuff, you're going to mess him up. So it's like, there are people that have their lives together and there are people that don't. And I said, this is why God lets bad, quote unquote, big, fat, inappropriate quotes, bad things happen, so that fewer people are messed up like this. You know, the kid's got his life together. Why can't he get shoelaces? Because his parents won't buy him shoelaces before it's allowance time. Why do people get cancer? Why is there war? Yeah, because there's sin. But God allows the sin that we created to exist with us so that we're not more messed up than we already are. And that's a hard truth to accept. And that's what I've been dealing with this week.